Campus FM jippreżenta 50 u waħda. L-istorja ta' Malta tul dawn l-aħħar 50 sena minn il-Malta Historical Society. Presentazzjoni u produzzjoni Sergio Grech. Nisselmulkom nilqawkom għal-programm ieħor minn din is-sensiela, programm li din intellaw kif tafu kollaborazzjoni ma' Soċjetà Storika ta' Malta. Semmejna diversi drabi nistgħu ngħidu sa' issa il-History Week u l-Proceedings of History Week li bosta drabi jitwieldu wkoll minn dawn l-attivitajiet li torganizza l-Malta Historical Society illum hija għandi fil-fatt lill-Dr. Simon Merci għali huwa membru attiv nista' ngħidu wkoll ta' din is-soċjetà mhex iż-żmien anke kien fil-kumitat, editja diversi journals ta' din is-soċjetà. Però hemm kapitlu partikolari għansejħulu hekk l-istorja tas-soċjetà fejn fl-2005 il-proceedings ta' dik is-sena, il-History Week ta' dik is-sena kienet iddedikata lill-Malta u Mazzini. Simon, għaliex ġiet din il-għażla li ovvjament kif nafu x'hekk dawn il-History Week ikun hemm tema u wieħed jiżviluppa.
L-għażla kienet ġiet ta' żewġ raġunijiet prinċipali. L-ewwel nett hija għażla li dik is-sena id-dinja waħna ħanna interess partikolari kienet tiċċelebra il-biċentenarju mitwali ta' Mazzin. Sa Giuseppe Mazzin huwa ħassib kbir Taljan li ħassib li kellu influenza anke fuq il-politika lokali Maltija, naħseb is-sistema politika tagħna, anke s-sistema ta' partijieti. U ħajkun hemm artiklu li ħankun qed nippubblika f'ktieb li qed tedittja prattikament li jitlaq ukoll minn din l-idea, nagħmlu daqsxejn anke riklama x-xogħlijiet tiegħek Sergio ħadkun qed toħroġ tip interessanti u ovvjament s-sistema ta' partiti fl-idea tiegħi titlaq ukoll ħsieb Mazzinjan. Allura di kienet idea li komplit tiżviluppa wara, imma l-idea kienet li jiġi ċelebrata ħassib bir Taljan u jiġi ċelebrata allura Mazzin u Malta. Vordrija Malta hija viċin l-Italja. Qed isir movimenti importanti politiku ġewwa l-Italja li bdieħ wieħed mill-prinċipali artefiċi ngħidu l-Italjani tiegħu Vordri kien Giuseppe Mazzini dik li hija l-unifikazzjoni tal-Italja, aħna qegħdin taħta. Jew viċin tagħha ħajt li trid wieħed jara kif irid, u barra minn hekk minn din l-unifikazzjoni tal-Italja li ħaġa ma tiġrix l-idea tiegħi fl-unifikazzjoni tal-Ġermanja, anke l-unifikazzjoni tal-Ġermanja tingħata aktar importanza, ma x'hemm hekk qed tingħata aktar importanza mill-aspett militari, hawnhekk għandna aktar il-ħsieb, no? Il-pensieru l-ħsieb politiku li għalija huwa importanti, naħseb titlaq ukoll l-unifikazzjoni Ewropea. Meta Mazzini ġa jitkellem fuq il-ġovani Ewropa. No, vordri naħseb allura għandek movement daqshekk qawwi li jespanda ruħu mal-Mediterran kollu, ma tistax tara l-Young Turks jekk ma tifhimx il-Mazzini, li llum hija il-kunċett ta' l-istat laik ta' Turkija, pereżempju, taħwit li aħna xkultant ikollna f'moħħna meta bdew naraw l-affarijiet. U anki kif sviluppa madwar il-Mediterran kollu, il-proċess kollu ta' dekolonizzazzjoni, ma aħna ma nistax naraw il-proċess tagħna ta' dekolonizzazzjoni ma narawx f'termini l-inqas, wieħed ma jippruvax anke jarah f'termini Mazzinjan. Dak il-idea allura li niftħu daqsxejn tieqa żgħira ta' ħsieb fuq Mazzini u Malta. U allura kien hawn numru anke ta' nies kalliema importanti Taljani li ġewaw bil-bagalja kulturali tagħhom li ta' unk il-kontribut ta' xmanki mux bistaljani għan kien bat kien jemmu kol kellima ingliżi u kol li ġo għal dan li spiċċa dal-proceedings spiċċa anke kongress importanti un bat sar il-proceedings ta' ħafna mis-xogħlijiet li ġo kien jem mintkellim un bat ma ta' nix xogħol miktub għara ma ta' xiex publika għed fostom President Emeritu Guido da Marco li kien anke ħasem ta' l-ħsib tiegħu
ma nkitibx.
Ma bat ma mlux fuq il-karta, ma xorta vordri għaw element qawwi ta' ġara. Pratikament issa xar snin ilu.
Sajmi, fil-fatt kienet History Week konċentrata mens, għax anke meta tara temi li dak li jkun żviluppa. U fil-ħin ristrettu, kwarta na jisu kwarta kull speaker, ġifieri wieħed dar dawra sew nistgħu ngħidu ma' dan il-figura.
Ma' dan il-figura naħseb anke ma' l-istorja ta' Malta u Taljana tas-seklu 19. Kellek ħassiba u nies importanti mill-Italja li hum esperti fil-qasam tagħhom u anke fil-qasam lokali minn hemm anki ħarġet tal-ewwel darba b'mod aktar konkret b'diskussjonijiet il-figura li mbagħad komplet niżviluppa fl-artiklu li sa jkun ippubblikat. Skużat nirriferi għalih, ma dan għandek
il-kontinuità.
Il-kontinuità, inti ma tagħmilx tipu importanti għax joħroġ u jħalli kontinuità. Jew qed jirrabja għalih, jew qed jgħid kemm hu tajb. Jiena li qed ngħid tajbin, forsi hemm reazzjoni, hija l-problema ta' ktieb u ma tiġi ppubblikat ktieb u ma jkun hemm l-ebda reazzjoni għalih. Ma ħsib li qed hemm forsi għandek nies tal-familja xi berras. No, fossom Emilio, li naħseb huwa karattru, qed mill-aktar karattri importanti politiċi tas-seklu 17 li llum intesa. Noħlif minn erba' storiċi li studjaw ma naħseb huwa karattru importanti u l-figura tiegħu f'dan il-movement Mazzinjan. L-figura tiegħu politika f'dan il-movement Mazzinjan. L-importanza anke tiegħu għall-istorja taljan, Italjan l-esperti jafuh, kważi jafuh aktar minna. Aktar minn.
Naf li jsir insistenza wkoll f'dawn il-History Week li jkun hemm materjal ġdid. Ħareġ ħaġa ġdida.
Ħareġ ħafna materjal ġdid, vordiri jekk inti taqra kemm l-artiklu tiegħi fuq il-preżenza ta' Crispi, kemm ċertu artikli oħra li ġew pubblikati anke għall-istorja taljana u kemm f'dik li hija viżjoni ta' din l-istorja kif qed wieħed qed jara. Naħseb ħareġ ħafna materjal ġdid li wieħed għadu sal-lum jgħati kontribuzzjoni l-istoria Maltija. Għed li jgħati jirriċerka il-movement politiku f'Malta fil-seklu 17 relazzjoniet bej Malta u l-Italja, irritu ma jgħiġ dal-bti per teħed għadaqtaj.
Kemm huwa faċli biex wieħed iġib flimkien dawn il-kellima kollha lix id-daqstana?
Ma aħna fid-daqstana għamlu l-mirakli. Serġgħu inti naħseb qed ukoll minn daw il-fattur li qed tagħmel il-mirakli fordri aktar il-numru ta' kotba li nippubblikaw. Il-kotba li ħarġin. U l-lum nemmen l-lingwa għazijam fattur. Fordri l-lum għati għajlina nikteb bit-Taljani u bl-Inglis biex jikun internazjonalment, mu veru xejn. X'tikteb jgħu, taċan għek tikteb bil-Malti, min jinteressaħ l-artiklu għaktib bil-Malti għan interess jiktib lek u jgħajlek isma, jgħina nikteb. Fordri l-lum ktib bl-Inglis u taf aktar minni għax inti taħdem ukoll fil-kotba. I li tista tikteb tib l-Ingliż u ma tvinċiex ma ġiex flus lura. Forda mhux imbilli se tikteb tib l-Ingliż dej fissel ħadd bijaw. Alright, forda kint mund titmur tara dawk li tolbu l-għajnuna meta lill-kumitat no biex jagħtihom għajnuna għall-kidba, issib anke nies li tikbu bl-Ingliż. Forda normalment daw m'għandhomx għalfejn jitolbu għajnuna x'hekk għandek is-suq għalfejn tikteb, no? Titlobx, wardri no. Ħareġ bl-Ingliż dawn kemm hemm artikli bit-Taljan, ovvjament skont il-kelliema li kienu qed jikbu. Ankunu ċari, warbissi ma dilebda oġġezzjoni għall-Malti u taf li bil-qalb kollha kull meta tlab nikteb bil-Malti u anke ħareġ tib bil-Malti. Ma da ovvjament kienet il-lingwa kien kungress internazzjonali u l-Ingliż kienet bħala l-lingwa, the working language. Biex ktieb huwa importanti jekk il-materjal li kontribwixxi aktar mill-lingwa li ktieb fih ġilina sinistinejt il-Ġermaniżmu nafux. Ma ta' jkun hemm xi artikli importanti, bil-Ġermanisti prova nara kif inġib xamedi tagħhom jew għax kultant tipprova tisraq ukoll iddaħlu fil-Google u tagħmel xi translation u mbagħad tibda bitkissir kif ikissir jilek ma nqas tibda tifhem xi provajiet. Nibqa' nsostniha dik il-pożizzjoni.
Simon, forsi punt ieħor ovvjament nixtieq anke li s-semmija tagħna japprezza għaliex anke minħobb il-kotba forsi mhux dejjem japprezza. Ix-xogħol biex wieħed jeditja proceedings bħal dan biex hija xi ħaġa.
Ix-xogħol huwa enormi, dan naħseb l-ewwel darba li sar proceedings ukoll tal-History Week li anke sar index. Wordiri ix-xogħol huwa enormi meta mbagħad ikollok ħafna kittieba, għandek ellek hawn kien hawn xogħol doppju. Dawn net għax ma kienx lingwa waħda. Ma kellix Ingliż jew Malti kellek anke Italjan li llum. Asa dan lingwa tagħna, wordri għal xogħol jiżdidlek anke għall-korrezzjoni tal-lingwa. Mbagħad għandek il-settings. Ħafna drabi ovvjament wieħed li jaħdem budget limitat. Hawnhekk kelli baġit sa nsinejt budget limitat, wordri anke tip ta' pubblikazzjoni. Ma kitbiex biex kun xi pubblikazzjoni coffee table book u kitbed biex jinżammu il-memorja ta' dak li ntqal. Għabek għaw il-memorja.
Però nalla saret għax kif għuna tara x-telefon.
Għax għara x-telefon, forri għandek numri ta' artikli li ovvjament fuq Malta u fuq anke fuq l-Italja, vordiri li qed jitkellmu dwar dawn il-fatti, vordiri għandek kemm għandek jiena, hemm Henry li qed jitkellem fuq l-element lokali, Oliver Friġieri, u hemm oħrajn imbagħad hemm min qed jitkellem fuq l-element Taljan, vordiri anke l-element ta' Sardenja li ftit kważi nagħtu importanza, ma fil-verità Radio d'Italja jitlaq mill-Renju Sardu, no? Storikament, vordiri, ovvjament dinija il-konfront tal-jan, ferren, dekrenju għet jitlaq, minximkien, imman bat l-istoria jtimbena minximkien jor, jtimbena aktar fuq Firenze, fuq Roma, fuq Venezia.
Sa' minn id-dema għaddej, u koll, donnok mandekx periodu fis li segwi, xin għada l-interess?
Ma' jistaj, kollox
naqbat nejn.
Le, ma' drebda interess, kollox naqbat interess, ma' farriti interessawni. Ovvijament jina li ġara u koll uħġej mill-background jina ħatt. Jina ma' studijajċ fl-iskola Angliża, studijajċ piuttost fl-iskola Franċiża li għandha l-linji tagħha li huma ftit differenti. Allura, jina aktar l-ewwel tlaqgħet l-istorja l-istorja tal-ordni. Għax darba nippubbliku li kienet amministrazzjoni, struttura kif taħdem, il-riċevetur, il-receiver, mbagħad studijajt il-kommenti, mbagħad mort nistudja demografija. F'demografija kelli nistudja n-nies, element soċjali u kelli niftaħ minn ħafna periodi. Ħarfa jiġi l-element ta' n-nies jekk inti taqra finalment kif naħdem jien, taqra t-termini ta' storja nikteb anke storja li ddur man-nies. U għalhekk semmejni ħmalten Mazzini. Ferri finalment din hi anke storja li tiddur mal-figura ta' Mazzini bħala bniedem ukoll. Ferri rajt anke l-korrespondenza. Titoħroġ din il-figura tiegħu kif hu qed jaġixxi fil-ħajja ta' kuljum. U dak li nipprova nagħmlu li mbagħad nadatta t-teknika li mbagħad li tal-lin fi Franza f'dik li hija storja tal-ħsieb, no? Ma mhux bħala ħsieb filosofiku. Ħa jkunu ċara x'il-kelma ħsieb fil-Malti llum spiċċa tfisser anke filosofu bħala mentalità, no? Kważi ta' tradizzjonijiet, u kif dina qed tinfluwixxi u taffetwa fil-ħajja ta' kuljum ta' dak li jkunu. Allura meta jiena it-tieni kif tajtni ġili għamiltlek kemm meta ktibtlek fuq Domingo Mentov kemm meta ktibtlek fuq issa no fuq Herbert Ganado li ħieġ ukoll fuq Victor Grech naddotta daw it-teoriji no u mbagħad niżviluppa l-karattri minnhom. Forsi jew kważi aktar għandek storja ta' nies u ta' individwi jekk inti tara il-linja ġentament li qed nieħu aktar storja l-istorja tprova ddur mal-individwi.
Mal-individwi. Sami mill-aħħar ftit battuti anke għal din il-parti tal-programm tagħna, inti tajt ukoll ħafna sehem f'din is-soċjetà storika ta' Malta għaliex temmen faqdiet bħal dawn.
Naħseb huma qdiet importa, għalhekk għandhom l-importanza storika tagħhom. Hija soċjetà li għaddiet minn l-ups and downs tagħha bħal kull soċjetà oħra fur-drila kważi formata aktar minn 100 sena u mbagħad inbidlet isimha rġgħet ġiet rifondata. Biss naħseb hija fuq soċjetà li qed tagħti kontribut fur-dri meta fi żmien meta ftit kien hawn fej wieħed ippubblika kellha il-journal il-melita storika li importanti tagħha fejn naħseb ġew pubblikati numri ta' artikli li anke biddu l-istorja ta' pajjiżna kif aħna ħarsu lejha fordri u sallum għadu punt ta' referenza fordri meta kien żmien fej ftit li xejn kellek fejn tippubblika fordri l-epoka diġitali bidletilna kollox. Biss ukoll hija importanti li jkollna hemm soċjetà li jkollha wkoll element awareness, dik ħaġa li provajt anke jiena nagħti meta kont fis-soċjetà, forsi mhux kulħadd ħa pjaċir u s-għadis snejt. Imma li jkun hemm anke awareness fordi l-awareness storiku mhux biss ta' kitba storika ma' wkoll ta' vuċi storika. Anke ta' protezzjoni jew ta' ċiviltà l-soċjetà titkellem fejn ukoll hemm bżonn. Forsi dak dik hija element importanti li wieħed irid jitkasu.
Mill-intervista ma' Dr. Simon Merci għana ddu issa biex nisimaw il-Dr. Konrad Tejk, lekċer oħra nistgħu ngħidu fejn din id-darba jitkellem dwar l-arkitettura mill-indipendenza sal-lum.
In July of 1969, 5 years after Malta's independence, the prestigious British architectural journal, the Architecture Review, issued a special edition entitled Malta, Past, Present and Future. The foreword by the journal's editor comments as follows, quote, "Since Malta achieved independence, many changes have come to the island, and even greater changes are likely, largely owing to the growth of tourism. Since the rundown of the British naval base and dockyards, it has been increasingly evident, in spite of some successes in the light industries, that the future economy of the island must largely depend on tourism, and on the climatic and other attractions it offers to retired people and such like. This means a vast amount of building, of villas, hotels, and pleasure facilities of all kinds. And the main problem facing Malta at the moment, a problem much of the building that has already taken place alarmingly illustrates, is how to prevent all these developments in aid of tourism from destroying the very attractions the tourists come to enjoy. This was written in 1969. True, in the aftermath of Malta's independence witnessed an unprecedented building boom as the island embarked on an intensive building spree to cater for a flourishing tourist industry. During the mid to the late 60s, various hotels were built along some of our most scenic bays and sandy beaches. That is, besides the several upmarket hotels that were developed in the more urban areas of Malta. From an architectural standpoint, the immediate post-independence era were exciting times. Besides tourist accommodation, here we're seeing the Sheraton Hotel, which stood, I believe, instead of what is today the Western Hotel. Besides tourist accommodation, several new educational buildings in the form of primary and secondary schools were built in several towns and villages. A new university campus was developed, and new industrial estates were established for an emerging manufacturing industry. It was not just the physical act of construction that was intriguing, but the search for a new architectural identity that would reflect Malta's new state in the aftermath of independence. International style modernism was embraced in the various government schools that were built at the time, with some of the best designs being produced by talented Maltese architects, then in the employment of the government public work department. Architects such as the late Joseph M. Spiteri, Joe Consiglio, recently as well, Perit Renato Laferlo passed away a few days ago, a week ago, Joseph Borgerek, who is still very much alive, has contributed as well to some of these schools. And certainly, last but not least, Joseph Huntingford, whose primary schools in Gozo represented some of the most innovative and some of the most elegant modern schools built at the time. This is a view of the Ala School. Unfortunately, parts of it were demolished and redeveloped, which is a great pity. The new University of Malta campus in Imsida, designed by the firm Norman and Dauburn, was one of the finest architectural projects of its time. And this original core still survives almost five decades later as an integral part of today's university, which is bursting at its seams, physically and metaphorically speaking, in terms of student population. New factory buildings were also being constructed as industrial estates, sprouted in different parts of the island, with designs ranging from the nondescript to the more elegant designs, such as those in Imrihel, by the Maltese architect Gambina. Other fine buildings followed, such as Carmelo Falzon's former Edifusion building, now the PBS building, and Richard England's Joinwell showroom, Slema, which, interestingly enough, basically took the place of his father, former building, the Barclays Bank, which was in its stead. The mid-60s were both exciting and challenging times in the arts. In more ways than one, it represented a coming of age, a new renaissance of writers, visual and performing artists, engaging in a soul-searching and at times a rather elusive quest in search of a Maltese identity as expressed in their respective mediums. One can mention Charles Camilleri in musical composition, Francis Ebeyer in drama and literature, Envin Cremona and Frank Portel in the visual arts, Gabriel Caruana in ceramics and other art forms. In the realm of architecture, the figure of Richard England stands out as a pioneering figure in forging a new architectural language which reconciled modernity with the deeply rooted local vernacular. As a young architect, he established his reputation primarily on the basis of several modern hotels that were built in a very short period of time. Probably this is the first one, the Paradise Bay Hotel, the Ramla Bay Hotel, the Hyperion, and the Dolmen Hotel, Tower Palace, Cavalieri, and these hotel designs reflect a genuine desire to temper modernism to the local conditions so as to respond to the exigencies of our climate, building materials, and construction processes. Sadly, not one single hotel building from this era has survived. The last one, I think, to bite the dust was the Tower Palace Hotel over here, confirming the fact that architecture is the most transient of the arts. With today's global consumerist mentality, architecture is certainly not rooted in permanence and is all too often perceived as being a disposable asset. England's search for a critical form of regionalist architecture is well represented in the Villa Maltilla, a sprawling luxury villa built in 1966. Its design was inspired by a solid cubic passing of the local traditional towns and villages. The sculptural approach adopted by the architect was characterized by the dynamic massing arrangement of staircases expressed in the form of towers. Again, sadly, some years ago, the building was demolished. Another design, which was never executed, was Villa Girna, a design explicitly inspired by the humble girnas or stone corbelled huts to be found predominantly in the northern rural areas of Malta. However, the most iconic building of this era is the new Manikata Church. I wish to thank Daniel Celia because a lot of these photographs are his photography from the book Malta, War and Peace, which I had written with the late Quentin Hughes. Richard England here breaks away from the pressures of replicating a pseudo-baroque or neoclassical church design in favor of a design that is intrinsically a site-specific solution that responded to both the reforms and changes emanating from Vatican Council II, and that is also representative of the aspirations of the rural community of Manikata. The church is today a landmark building synonymous with Manikata, and acknowledged by all as his architectural masterpiece. However, at the time of its inception, it was perceived as a rather subversive piece of architecture. Suffice it to say that the Archbishop, Monsignor Michael Gonzi, had described it as being just like a German war submarine. Many a times, the passage of time is the supreme test of a building or a project's endurance and sustainability. The Meliha Holiday Center, designed by the Danish architect Hans Munk Hansen and built in the late 70s, early 80s, was inspired by the maze-like form of our traditional villages and the typology of the traditional farmhouse, Maltese farmhouse. Its human scale and use of traditional Globigerina limestone, combined with a well-maintained landscaping scheme, has over time rendered it, in my opinion, one of the most sustainable tourist-related projects on our island. It is certainly far more representative of a more authentic architectural product than some of the more recent glitzy and kitsch five-star hotels, which could very well be anywhere in the world. Creativity, invention, visionary designs were part of the zeitgeist of the time. One can mention the personal residence of the artist Enver Cremona, or an architectural capriccio conceived by the late Marquis Joseph Scicluna. However, one particular futuristic scheme stands out. Julio La Fuente, the late Spanish-Italian architect who passed away a year ago, had designed a master plan for Tachench tourist complex in Gozo, proposing a very daring scheme for a cliff-hanging hotel to be built within the sheer cliff face, with the hotel being literally inserted within the fractured part of the cliff face. The facade of the hotel comprising an orthogonal cellular grid of rooms with terraces and a spectacular panoramic glass lift all the way down to the sea level. Although by today's environmental consciousness it would be totally inconceivable to implement such a project, one cannot but admire the architect's flair for daring to dream and communicating his vision on paper. The building boom also brought, this is one of the actual few villas built by La Fuente, one of two, I believe, photograph taken from the time. Another project, the British Merit Quarters building, Baharicha, which obviously now is in a ransacked state and will be demolished. The building boom also brought its fair share of environmental disasters. Some of the traditional cores of our local villages, with their narrow winding roads and alleys converging to the central church, were indiscriminately carved wide open to create a wide approach road leading directly to the square, analogous to Mussolini's sventramenti within the Roma's Centro Storico. The classical local case was that of Zurich, which witnessed the demolition of several traditional dwellings to make way for the main avenue leading to the parish church, an intervention that was vociferously condemned in an article by Peter Richardson entitled Rape of a Village, also published in the special issue of the Architectural Review on Malta referred to previously. As car ownership increased, traffic volumes grew to high levels. Further inroads were made both within our countryside and within the old village course. Quintin Hughes once wrote that, I quote, Malta is a veritable museum of architectural history, unquote. Our historic legacy is both an asset and a constraint in terms of what and how we should be building. Our future is to a certain extent conditioned by the past. Certainly, we have an obligation to safeguard the tangible building legacy bequeathed to us. The world historic enclaves of Imdina, Cotonera, Valletta, and the Cittadella are not only to be conserved, but rehabilitated in a sensitive manner to render them relevant to our times while respecting their historic memory. Over the last few decades, we have witnessed the rehabilitation and regeneration of some prominent historic areas. Certainly, the Valletta waterfront and the more recent Number One Dock project deserves the highest accolades for a successful synergy of weaving modernity within the historic context. Although also we've seen some interesting fouls like the Skinas reservoirs over here, which is really shameful of it. Economic progress, which in turn generates material wealth and affluence, is always high on any government's agenda. However, given Malta's very finite landmass as a small island, the pressures on both the urban and rural environment are tremendous, and at times manifestly unsustainable. Ever since the prehistoric temples were built, we have sustained an urge and passion to build wherever and whatever, so much so that building seems to be an integral part of our DNA. Over the years, laissez-faire building development has transformed some of our localities into blighted areas of speculation and exploitation. In this respect, time is not on our side. We have to realign our mindset to one that focuses more on architectural quality rather than just quantity, on ensuring that our urban environments are conducive to a better quality of life by improving access to natural light, air, enjoyment of public spaces and fostering social interaction.
Smajtu 50 u waħda. Program fuq Campus FM miġjublilkom mill-Malta Historical Society. Prezentazzjoni u produzzjoni Sergio Grech. Thank you.